Kiva, what does he do? In came if so lichter rachmona law velishtuk. That's all. Let us just say the word law. Yitama law mali. What is the word yitama? Shema mina. To teach him, we know it's a chayva, it's a mitzvah. The kohen has to take care of his sister. For Rabbi Shmuel holds no. I be the cost of law, like we had before. Since the pasuk has to say the word law to say yikoni mitama to her and not to her limbs. His cost of nami yitame. The pasuk already ends off the whole thing with yitame. The gatan of Rabbi Shmuel. The Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Pasha Shenemra V'Nishnis, anytime we have a Pasha, says a second time, L'Nishnis El L'Mishmul Dovashim Shchadash Bo. It's possible to say the Pasuk, the Torah repeats it, even though it repeats a lot, only for one Chiddush, that's enough. See also, since it has to say the word Lo, it already says the word Yitama. So therefore it's not an extra word here, so therefore Rabbi Shmuel said it's only a Rishus, and not a Chayv. Then the last and the third Machlokes was in the Pasuk of Lo'ilam V'Hem Tavoidu. That's Rishus, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. If you want to, you're allowed to work with an Eved Kenani L'Olam. Rabbi Kiva Am Achayv, you have to. My time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel Svara? I did the Chsir, since the Pasuk says, Lo Yischaya Kol Neshama. And now to keep any one of the seven nations alive in Eretz Yisrael, is Yisrach Naim L'Michta V'Olam Mem Tavaydu. What does that mean? L'Mishri Echad Min Kol Umais. That the Chiddush is like this. If an African comes into the Zion Umais and lives with the Kenanis, Shevuah l'kananis, for only the men who bend and they have a son, Shatter Rishar l'kananis, you're allowed to keep him alive. Titania, Minayin li'echod minuma Shevuah l'kananis, for only the men who bend, Shatter Rishar l'kananis, be'eved, tamlem v'gabne at Rishav, and magor mimachem. Mehem tiknu, that the locher is you go after the father. If the father is not from the seven nations, he's from a different nation. He's not from the Chiti, Gagoshu, Yamari, Yaknani, Yaprizi, Yachivi, Yahusi. These are the seven nations that we're not allowed to keep alive. So if a father from a different nation comes and lives on a lady from one of these nations, and the locher is the son is Mutta, you're allowed to keep her for an Eved Kenani. That's what the pasuk tells us. Mehem tiknu, Yochalaf Akenani Shabbat Lachas Menuchot Umas. Follow the men of Bench after Shalom Be'evet, Amalai Masher Olu Be'atzachem. When Allah the Matzachem, Allah the Men Algerim Be'atzachem. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over the Eskimo again tomorrow. You're holding off Gimel Amid Beit, again on top. The third machlokes he had again was in the Pasuk of L'Yoylum Behem Tavoidu, the fifth line from the top. That Rishus, Dibri Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael said that's that you have a right to work with an Eved Kenani. L'Yoylum, it's Rishus. If you want to, yes. If not, you don't have to. Rabbi Kiva Goyim Mechayv. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's a Chayv. You have to work with the Eved Kenani, you're not allowed to free him. Yishmael says, what's the third machlokes told you in? My time at Rabbi Yishmael. Shmuel says, "I did dechsev. Since the pasuk says before in Vayitzvarim, lo yischaya kol neshama. There's an inyan not to keep any one of the seven nations alive in Eretz Yisrael. Lo yischaya kol neshama. Like Rashi says, b'shiva umayis ksev. This goes on the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael. Ha'achiti v'agigarshi v'hemayri v'yaknani v'yaprizi v'achivi v'yavusi. Any one of these seven nations is a mitzvah of lo yischaya not to kill them out, not to let them live." So therefore, Itzrich Nami, I need now the other pasuk that says, L'michtav l'olam b'hem tavoidu. I need the pasuk that says, by Eved Kenani, you're allowed to keep him alive, and you're allowed to work with him. What type of an Eved Kenani could you work with? The Chiddush is, L'mishri yitzmuta, echad mikol umais. If a man from a different nation, a goy, came from a different nation, not from these seven nations, shebo ala kenanis, that he comes and he marries a kenanis, a Kenanis is a nickname like for any one of these seven nations. Slav Davka Kenanis. The Rashi says, Kol Zayin Umais Nikro Hashem Kenan. The seven nations are called Kenan. So it means the Chiddush is of a man from another nation, a Chinaman, comes and lives with a Kenanis, for a hundred mimenu ben, and they have a son, Shatter Rishoy L'Kenoisai, that you're allowed to keep him, you don't have to kill him. In other words, by this Indian, it goes both to the father. If the father is a Chinaman, not a Gilgashi, not a Yavusi, so you're allowed to keep his kid alive, even though the mother is a Gilgashi, or the mother is a Kenani, Kenanis, still the son goes after the father, you're allowed to keep him alive. That's the Chiddush of this Pasuk. Of Li'olam Behem Tavaydu, that you're allowed to work with him as long as the father is not from these seven nations. Titania, we learned, Minayin Li'echad Mikol Umais, Shebu ala Kenanis, how do we know if any guy from a different nation comes and lives, get married to a Kenanis, how does it mean any one of these seven nations? For her, lived me men or ben, and they have a son. Shat the Rishur leKenoisai beEved that you're allowed to use him for an Eved Kenani. In other words, you're allowed to keep him alive. You don't have to kill him. Tamaloyma, this the pasuk says, V'gam mipnei haTeshavim haGerim mimochem. That from the Teshavim, Teshavim means somebody that was living someplace else and now came to live here. In other words, he was a Chinaman. He lived in China, and now he came to live here. So it says, "Hagorim imochem." Now he's living in Eretz Yisrael. Is mehem tiknu from him, his son? You're allowed to use for Neved Kenani. If so, Yochel, I would have thought, "Af haKenani." The same thing. If the man, if the father is a Kenani or from the seven nations, Shebo al achas mikolumis. If he marries a Chinese lady, what do we call her? Chinese. If he marries. So maybe also the kid should also be muta. Voivod mimenu ben shatir rishar leknoisa b'yevid. Maybe even though the father is a girgoshi, still since the mother is not, the mother's from another nation, maybe you're allowed to use this son for an evid. Talmud loyma, this apostle says no. Asher hoylidu b'yartzachem. What does that mean? That you gave birth in your lands. Min hanelodim b'yartzachem. From the people that were first born now in your land, like in Eretz Yisrael, and not from the people that were living there from before. So the kids, like Rashi says, min hanoylodim b'yatzachem, bonim children hanoylodim b'yatzachem that are born now in Eretz Yisrael, v'hein b'nei ha'teshavim, and they are the sons of a father that was once living someplace else. Ta'ainu achirim, other people, other nations, shenosu b'yatzachem, noshim, that got married to ladies from Eretz Yisrael, from the seven nations, at the Rishar Likonos. Then you're allowed to buy the son, if the father is different from a different nation. But for loy min agerim biyatzachem, for loy min abonim and alodim, Rashi says lebnei atzachem, not to sons that are born from the fathers that live in the seven nations. B'mokim achem mibonos sharumos ve'vin lebnei logosham. The kids of the father is from the seven nations. Then it's an isur that it goes after the father. Even though the mother is from another nation, but since the father is from the Shivas Amim, the son is also to keep alive, and you're not allowed to buy him, use him for an Eved Kenani. So, kids, that's what Rabbi Shmuel holds, that the Pasuk Le'olam Bem Tavoidu is not a mitzvah, like a chiv, you have to keep him and work with him forever, but rather it's only a heter, it's a reshus. If you want to, you're allowed to use him for a loylam. In other words, Dikei Chiddush, you don't have to kill him. That even though his mother is from the seven nations, but since the father is not, it's a reshus to keep him, but not that you have to use him loylam. For Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva holds it's a chiv that you're not allowed to free in Eved Kenani. For Rabbi Akiva holds mehem tiknu nafka. From the word mehem, he learns out these drushes. Mehem says that if the father is from a different nation, you're allowed to use the son for an Eved, and not if the father is from the seven nations. That's why I know this chiddush about if the son is mutter or not. Therefore, the pasuk of Le'olam Behem Tavaydu, Lomeli, what do I need the pasuk of, you should always work with your Eved Kenani? That's L'chayva. That's to tell me that there's a chayv, you like have to keep him in Eved, you're not allowed to free him. You're not allowed to free in Eved Kenani. For Rabbi Yishmael, Behem, what does he do with the pasuk of, why does he dash it from the word Behem? See, he says, no, the word Behem means, for lo b'yachechem, and not with your brothers, the Rashi, avoidus of it. Because who are you allowed to work hard with? Only an Eved Kenani, like a guy. Mashenka, an Eved Ivri, your brother, him you can't work, and avoidus Poruch, you can't work hard work with an Eved Ivri. So that's what the Pasuk is saying. But him means with them, with the Goyim, with an Eved Kenani, you're allowed to work hard. But not with a Jewish Eved. For Rabbi Akiva, the Yachichem Misaifu de Kronavka. The Akiva holds that Rashi from the Achichem at the end of the Pasuk. There's a special pasuk for that. That by a Jewish Eved, your brother, him you're not allowed to work so hard with. You cannot work with him, avoid this parach. For Rabbi Yishmael, right, Rabbi Yishmael again, why doesn't he use the end of Achichem? So the word mehem should be extra. So therefore the word oilam behem tavoidu should be extra to teach us that it's a chayiv. Why doesn't Rabbi Yishmael also dash in this way? So when it says Rabbi Yishmael, I did the civil the achechem ksiv nami behem. He also knows the extra two words, like it's only for one drasha. The main thing is just to teach us that for Neved Ivri you can't push him to work so hard. It says two times. That's not a kasha like we had before. Look at the Tani of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tani of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel taught us that kol parsha shenemra, If you have a halacha that says once, v'nishnis, it says it a second time, l'nishnis ela b'shvil dovash in a shadashbo, you only have it now for the chiddush that's there. In other words, that it's not a kasha why it repeats itself twice. Even though there's only one chiddush to be learnt, the pasuk could say like two or three extra words here also. Shmuel holds b'chem and lehem b'achechem, it's all like one drasha. So all those words we use to teach us an Eved Ivri, you can't work so hard with. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds that the word Lo'ilam Behem Tavoido, we need Ikka to teach us that you're allowed to keep alive an Eved if the father is from a different nation, and therefore it's only a Rishus to work with him forever, there's not a Chayv. So that's the Machloikas from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, how you dash in this Pasuk of Lo'ilam Behem Tavoido. Now the Gemara says something new. Omar Rav Chizda. Chizda says, Zinusa Bevesa, somebody has nus done in his house, the Gemara says goes on the wife. If the wife does nus with other people, is kikari l'shumshima. It's like, Rashi says, telat, it's like worms, shel shumshimin, hoichlostan, that eats it up, the worms that eat up the sesame seeds. Is kach has nus, machreves es abayis. If there's nus in the house, it destroys the whole house. The Yomar Rav Chizda, tuk for the besa, if there's too much kach, like you're too strong, there's too much anger in the house, is kikar l'shumshima. It's also, it's like a talas, like the worm that eats up the shumshimim, it destroys the house. And the Gemara says, idividibisasa. Both these two things means if the wife does nus, or the wife is too angry, that's no good. Rashi says, tukfo zunusa de armina machemas zabayis bisasa. When do we say these things destroy the house by the wife? Shaisha mezana oi kasnis, if the wife does nus, lives with other men, or she gets angry, she's worried about other men, she doesn't take care of the house, she doesn't watch the house, and she doesn't care the other men that come in to take away her husband's stuff, so therefore the house will be destroyed. So therefore if the wife is the one that does this nus, the house will be destroyed. But if the husband does it, then the house won't be destroyed. Because the wife, she's still the one that watches the house. So therefore, she'll still watch the house. So therefore, here, you don't have this klolo, if the house will be destroyed. The Yomar Rav Chizda, Betchila Koidim Shachoti Yisrael. At the beginning, before Klai Yisrael did the Chet, Rashi says, Baroyis, his Oysa Shechina Shoira Kol Echad V'yechad. The Shechina was, Rashi says, Babai, V'beisoy. The Shechina was in everybody's house. In everybody's house, the Shechina was there. Yehoisa Shechina Shoirim Kol Echad V'yechad. Shinema the Apostle says, Ki Hashem Olokecha Mishalach B'kerav Machanecha. That Hashem was going B'kerav Machanecha, the Shechina was with Klai Yisrael. The Kiva and Shechotu, when Klai Yisrael did the Chet by Aroyis, is Nistalka Shechina Mehem. The Shechina went away from Klai Yisrael. Shinema the Apostle says, Lo Yira B'cher Vaz Dovar V'shov Miacharecha. I don't do a Dovar Shebeerva, don't do something wrong like Znus, and that will take away the Shechina. And Omer Reb Shmuel Ban Achmeni, Omer Reb Yonison, Koloisa mitzvah achas b'olam hazeh. Whoever does the mitzvah in this world is mekadmosoi v'hoilechas lefonov. It goes in front of you, li'olam habo. So Rashi learns it means, lefnei misosoi machrezas lefonov. Like right before you die, v'shas teftiru, when you're dying, these mitzvahs go out in front of you. And they go up to li'olam habo. Shinem the pasuk says, v'holach lefonecho tzikecho. That the tzikecho, the mitzvahs go in front of you. Someone even does one aver in this world, it like grabs a hold of you, Rashi's karchosoi, it grabs you. And it goes in front of the Yom Adin. In front of the Yom Adin, the averus are there also. Shinem the pasuk says, Yilafesu orchois darkom, yalo basoy of yavedo. Like will grab a hold of you, the averus will grab a hold of you. In other words, you won't want to come with you. Still have to grab a hold of you to go with you. Mashenkin by the mitzvah, that's good, that you're proud about, that goes by itself in front of you. Rabbi Elazar Weimer, Kishura by a kelef, it like grabs a hold of you like a kelef, like a dog, these averus. Shinem and Apostle says, Voishomai Leho, that by Yosef, not listen to her, Lishka Vetzla to live by, have his list with her. So with Ashen Lios Ima, the Apostle says, of Voishomai Leho, Lishka Vetzla Lios Ima, that Yosef did not listen to Ashes Potiphar to live with her, and to be with her. So we dash a lishka v'etzla b'erlam hazeh. He didn't live with her in this world. And liyos imo l'erlam habo. What does it mean l'erlam habo? It means this avera would have went with him to erlam habo. That also means that the Avera grabs a hold of you and becomes part of you. Tanan Hossam, we learned like this. Tanan Hossam, Shoye Bedin, really it's a story like this. Uma Eidus or Rishoina, Shaino Isurosa, Isuroilam, Eina Maskayemus Apophis Mishnayim. Eidus Rishoina means we after the husband warned his wife, gave her a kino, was Makanaha, then we had by Stira. If you find her alone with that man, so if they're in the Mishnah, in the tells of Yeshua's pshat, that Yeshua in the Mishnah said that Stira also needs two Edim. That Bashat Stira, when you find her alone, it has to be only with two Edim. So that's called Edis Rishayna. So Madach by the Edis Rishayna means by the Stira, that if you find her alone, she doesn't become Isra'ilam. That means it's only a Suffolk. She has to drink the Mehamorim, and we'll find out whether she's Torah or not. Still, ainim eskayem as a pachos mishnayim. The locha is you have to have two edim b'shas dira. If so, the svara should have been that edus achreina. If later, when we have edim, the mamis says they saw the way they lived together. They said they saw your wife live with a man. Is chura shayseris disarelam. That edus makes her also to you for sure. There's no way she become mutter anymore. Is ainim din isn't it a svara shleit eskayem pachos mishnayim? That it should not be good less than two edim, that really you should have to have two edim, b'shas tumah. That the edim that said they saw your wife living with a man should not be enough in eidechud, you should need two edim. On this, the Torah teaches us now, Talmud Loim, the Pasuk says, v'yedein bo, that we had before, kol sheyesh bo. There was no two edim there, but just one aid. And one aid we believe by tumah. Now, if so, l'chura v'kal v'chayma now, l'chura v'kal v'chayma now, l'yedus arishayna meyata. That's for the first aid. If you only have stira, if you only have l'chura one aid that says he saw the way your wife and that man was alone, she should also become asa. Because so my aid is achreina. Just like by the aid is achreina, when the aid echad is saying now that he saw the way your wife really lived with that man, shayseris yisraelim, that makes her asa for you forever. Miskayemis be aid echad the Torah is megala that we believe in aid echad b'shas tumam. If so, aid is arishayna. The first Eidus, which means the Eidus, he only saw Stira, that they're alone together. Shema Yisroos Yisroelim. That Yisro is not forever. By truth, she becomes a Saita. She's also to you now, but we have to wait till she drinks the Mehamorim to see if she become Torah or not. Is Eina Dinshut Eskayim V'Yedechod? Isn't it a Svara then that you should believe in Eidechod there? This we say no, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Ki Motzo Bo Ervas Dover. Says here in the Pasha of Aroyis Loshin of Dover. Kimotzuba says you find your wife has an Erbas Dovish, did something wrong, there's a mitzvah to give her a get. In the Pasha by Momnis it says, Apishnayim Eidim, Oyapishloish Eidim, Yokim Dover. That the thing comes, that to do a Dini Momnis, to be Maitzi Momnis, you always need to aid him. So Ma Dover, Omalalan, just like the Dover that it says by money, is Apishnayim Eidim, you need to aid him. Is Afkan the same thing here by Royis, Apishnayim, that by Royis, whenever you need an Eidus, of an erva, of an isha, of a baila, you always need two edim. Fred Gemara, what do we need this pasuk for? Hai michi motza bo ervas dova nafka. Nor Barakasha, hai, this chiddush, michi motza bo ervas dova nafka. Do you learn this out that you need two edim from this pasuk of dova dova? Mi bo nafka. We had before, the bo, we dashin bo v'loi bikinu, bo v'loi bistir. It says by tumah, it says that by tumah we believe in eidechod. So we had a diyag bo, only there by tumah do we believe it. So he said that the chiddush is only by tumah we believe in eidechod, and not by stira, not by kinui. So from the word bo, I know that stira needs to aid him. Look, I don't need this pasuk to teach me that I need to aid him. So Gemara says no. So Moses says, "Hachi nami kama." It's taka true what you're saying. Hachi nami kama. Talmud loy me bo. It's taka true. Here by stira, we know you need to aid him from the pasuk of bo. Bo v'loy bikinu. Bo v'loy bistira. It's true. We don't need the dover dover, but here we learn it out from the word bo. Now, but tuma di alma though. But by regular tuma, that's what we're learning it out for. Stam. If a person stam, if somebody says edus that he saw your wife living with another man. V'tumah bi'alma, stam of an eidechad wants to come and say, to tell a man he saw his wife live with somebody else, v'loi kino v'loi stira, that the husband did not warn his wife. There was no stira. Just stam an eidechad tells you that your wife lived with somebody else. T'loi mehem an eidechad, how do we know there we do not believe in eidechad? There is the chiddush of saita is only because first the husband warned his wife. So So there's a raglayim ledover that of Levi and Nedechet says that they were living together. There's some evidence to believe him. But if there was no kin at first, you didn't warn your wife first, then the loch is we don't believe in Nedechet. On this, the Gemara means, how do we know we don't believe the Nedechet? Minolon. On this, we'll learn from here. Ne'emakan, it says by the Pasha of Aroyis, ki motzo be'er bazdover, if you find something wrong with your wife, she did something wrong. She lived with another man, and it says, ve'ne'emalahal, and it says, badina mumnis. It says the word dover here also. It says, just like by money matters. The Allah says, Edim, Shnayim, you need two Edim. Avkan Edim, Shnayim. It's as if it says here also in the Pasha of Aroyis, any Edis that you want to save between a man and a wife, you always need two Edim. So that's what this Brisa means. That's by regular case of Tumah. When we have a pasha of a soita by the stira, that you need to aid him, that's from the pasuk of bo. Bo only by tumu will believe in Eidechod and not by stira.
Yeah, it's
not right. Turn around, word like this. Eizu hi eidis horishoina. What's called eidis rishoina? Zu eidis stira. That means again by a soita where the husband first warned his wife, I don't want you to be found with that man. And then later, Edim said they saw her with that man alone, even though they don't know they live together, they just know they're alone. That's called Edis Rishoina. That she becomes a Saita. Edis Achroina, what's called last Edis? Zu Edis Tuma. That means if Edim come and said, we saw the way your wife lived with that man, that's called Edis Tuma. Now, the Kama Shia Stira. What's called Edis Stira? They don't know they live together,